Chris, I've got to ask first off, could you have had a better start to your coaching career at Wakefield?
No, I couldn't. I certainly wasn't, you know, expecting the result at the weekend. I was expecting us to win, but not in the fashion that we did do. Yeah, really delighted that we're four from four at this moment in time, but mindful of the fact that can quickly change and turn on its head. So nobody's getting carried away in this group, certainly not the coaching staff. We're just going to make sure we keep grounded and just take each week as it comes. And you know, we've got another big challenge this week against a very good Sheffield side that turned Wakefield over last year in the middle eights.
In terms of your own coaching career, how highly do you rate that win against Wigan?
Oh, it's up there. It's certainly up there. You know, I've only had a short head coaching career, but you know, I've had some really good, the semi-final springs to mind against Warrington at Headingley there, where nobody gave us a chance. But yeah, certainly the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of my Wakefield career has been a real highlight, and we've tried to change the way that we play here and play an expansive, exciting brand of rugby, and you know, the boys are really expressing themselves out on the field, and it's pleasing as a coach to see that.
I was going to say, some really entertaining tries. I suppose it's the way they were being scored against Wigan as well, something for the spectators to really get behind over at Bellevue.
Yeah, definitely. We've scored some fantastic tries over the last few weeks. What's pleased me more as a coach, certainly from the weekend, is to keep them to 0 points. You know, we were quite ruthless there. We were quite resilient on his own try line. There were plenty of opportunities there where they created the overlap, but we kept coming up with the right defensive reads. And I think defensively we've turned a corner. You know, the most points we've conceded, I think, is 22. You know, since I've been in charge, and you know, that's a credit to, you know, the people that are already been here. You know, people like Stuart Dickens and Lee Gilmore, and also to Brian for the structures that he's put in place.
I was going to say, is it about letting the players be a bit more creative in what we've seen on these last four games?
Yeah, it's about the players expressing themselves out on the training field, and I don't mind them putting that, the stuff that they do out on the training field, putting that into play on a weekend, as long as they practice. You know, that I encourage these guys to play what they see and encourage them to express themselves, and you know, we're certainly doing that, or we've certainly done that the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Is there any injury news to take out of these after the Wigan game?
No, we didn't pick up any other injuries. We was hopeful that Bill Tupou would be back this week. He's gone for another, he's had a scan. We can't see anything on the scan. He's also been for an ultrasound. There's nothing shown on there. It's just, it's a puzzling one for the medical staff and the people involved, but he'll have another scan tonight we'll have a look at the report tomorrow. But other than that, you know, we're pretty healthy. I've been fortunate enough that I could rest a few people and give some of my squad an opportunity, and you know, that's what I intend to do, but mindful of the fact that we certainly won't be taking these guys for granted. We know we're a good side. They are, and like I said previously, they beat us in the middle eights last year.
It's been a while since Wakey have had a cup run. I think it's only maybe one win in the last few years. So how important is it for you to get a good cup run this year?
I think it's important for everybody. It's important for, you know, it's important for the fans. You know, I was at this game last year against Lee, and to watch him capitulate that second half as a Wakefield fan really, really hurt. And you know, we've just got to make sure that we turn up with the right attitude on Friday and not be complacent and treat Sheffield with the respect that they deserve. You know, I know firsthand that what a Challenge Cup run can do to a group of players and also the fans and the board, and how much money it generates. So my job is to make sure these guys are prepared every Challenge Cup, well every game, but more so the Challenge Cup.
And what are you expecting from Sheffield? Because they are, of course, a full-time side, but do you think they're going to be bringing some of that championship, that more physical game to Bellevue?
Yeah, they're going to bring plenty of energy, plenty of enthusiasm. It's important for us that we match that, or you know, we increase that enthusiasm and we try and get over the top of them and play a little bit more direct. I thought last week we were a little bit lateral with the way that we played, but this week we're going to be direct with them. And you know, we don't want to get into an arm wrestle. We don't want to get into a fight. We want to play some expansive football, but mindful of the fact that we need to complete high and kick well like we've done the last few weeks.